Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, need help? Have questions? Want answers? Could use a laugh? Then look no further than Ask Me LaVice, hosted by Lacey Facey and co-hosted by me, Dakota. And no guest host this week, sorry.
No,
that's literally
not yet.
All I got written down on my piece of paper with notes tonight, guys. So I'm winging it.
You do have notes? Is that what you said?
No, that's literally all I wrote down. I literally wrote the intro as we were talking a minute ago. And
and that is it.
That is it. I'm here. I'm here, though. I made it.
Listen, this
today's
show don't take much research because it's actually just talking about opinionated, really, you know, because we were talking the other day and it just the topic kind of popped up, which was how you kept saying that you were old at 34. And
I'll be 34
like, you know,
in 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah, and I was like, shut your face, because I just turned 32 and I'm not old. Maybe middle age, but I'm not old.
Okay, explain to me why, like, sitcoms make your 30s seem funner than what they are.
Well, like, say, you know,
sitcom,
you know, the whole...
like, they have fun. Me, I wake up with, like, back pain and, like, a knee popping and, like, my shoulder out of whack and shit.
Yeah, well, you know...
But you don't see Joey doing that on Friends.
Like...
You know what I mean? Like, it's, like, sitcoms lie, man.
Well, not, you know, Full House was actually pretty cool because, they did show them having pains. That was what was so funny about it, you know. They were trying to still act in their 20s, like Jesse was still trying to ride his motorcycles and stuff like that. And, you know, and then the next day he would have trouble with his back or, you know, they weren't as young as they used to be. That was the joke, the run-in line, you know.
Did they ever do a show where he lost his hair?
Yeah,
or
they
episode?
Did a few that were, like, freaking out, like because he had, you know, where he went from having long hair to short hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, because they were, like, summer turning gray or whatever, and you find out that he's actually coloring his hair, and it was, like, a very big emotional, like, scare for him, for people to know.
it was
funny.
For some reason, I remember the episode talking about Full House, and this kind of has to do with what we're talking about. And I remember the episode where his friends come to visit, right? And it's like
mm-hmm.
his old, like, biker – not like a biker game, but like his old, like, biker crew band or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
they're, like, daring him to ride his motorcycle on, like, the edge of a building or some shit. And I'm just like, you know, like, I don't see somebody doing that in their freaking 20s, you know?
Well, you know, there was a lot more risque people in their 20s than we were, you know, we were, you know, there's people that like the challenge and stuff like that when they're younger, that's usually when they make those decisions, unless you're going through a midlife crisis where they say you repeat, but.
Well, I hope not.
Well, one of our questions from our fans were, like, what do you consider middle age now, you know? And if you are in that age group, what's your advice on how you should act as middle age? One, is there really an...
I know a woman that's 104, so middle age to me is like 73 now. I'm around a bunch of old people all day, so I see it differently, you know?
I do, too. I mean, I work in healthcare, so... One, you know, my grandmother always said you're only as old as you feel, and then she would laugh and she'd be like, I'm old as dirt, you know? But
I feel like I'm 90, if that counts for anything. Wait.
Yeah.
This is how I know I'm old. I went around, just the other day, and I said, I remember when a McDouble only cost 99 cents. That's how the fuck I know I'm old, all right?
Well, also, the gas prices, we can actually say... We knew when it was a dollar, you know, a gallon. So,
yeah.
How old are we?
I used to ride in cars before we had to wear seat belts. we were
rolled,
born in the 1900s.
Rode those school buses without the cameras on them and when you got in trouble,
I remember my
in front of the
senior
course.
Year of high school, they finally got like the cameras on the bus, and it sucked so bad because everybody was getting in trouble for the most random shit.
That's also like now it's very unheard of. Like when they get in trouble, like they have to sit on the front seat or whatever. They put us on the steps in front of the open door. You know, remember?
They don't make them sit in the front anymore. I had a permanent front seat for like a half a year.
Yeah, they make them sit in the front seat now. But when I was younger, of course, it may be different from where we were located. Like I can tell you, well, I can count many times when my brother was in trouble when he would have to sit on the step in front of the open doors. That's
yeah.
where he would have his timeout time. Now they have to sit in like the front seat.
Yeah, now they can't pass that line, or there's like a little line,
yeah,
an invisible line.
That line.
Best, yeah. But I remember that too. Trip. Like I remember like when you're waiting to get like you know you're the next bus stop, and I remember like
yeah.
being one of the last ones on the bus, creeping up the seats from the back, like okay, I know I'm about to get off, and standing at the door as they pull up, you know. So like,
right.
It's just the time. Like now, I guess, do they wear seatbelts on buses now? Or has that changed?
It's
I mean, I haven't been
states,
on a school bus in fucking 15 years.
Some states were trying to pass that all the school bus seats would have seatbelts on them. But as far as I know, like in Tennessee, at least
well,
in my town, they're not.
I remember like some of the buses' seats had seatbelts. I mean, we never wore them
yeah.
or had to wear them. But I remember some of the seats had them, like the emergency seats had them.
Mm-hmm. We had a few, but it was for like the kids that couldn't sit down, like they didn't sit, and like for safety reasons, like after they had so many warnings, they had to sit in the seat with a seatbelt because they're not supposed to get up when the bus is in motion, kind of thing. But other than that,
right.
and that didn't come until I was like a senior in high school or junior, something
right.
like
that. See, that was me. Like I saw those. Buses, I want to say maybe my sophomore year of high school, maybe.
I can't say anything because my bus
but
route was one of the oldest bus routes, and it had the oldest bus for a long time. Our bus was literally held together, like, with duct tape and stuff for the longest time.
Trip
like,
out
on
this.
Our buses.
My bus driver through high school, well, the first 3 years of high school, was this dude named Ruben, right? Coolest guy you'll ever, one of the funniest dudes you ever meet, can hardly ever speak English. 1 minute he would have teeth, 1 minute he wouldn't have teeth. It would just be weird. I guess he had false teeth and he would just randomly have them one day and not one day. It was just the weirdest shit. But he would always stop the bus and let the older kids get off to smoke cigarettes before we got to school. Because he was just a cool
man. No, it didn't have that. Like, our school bus route and another one was ran by the mother and daughter, and they swapped back. And I freaking loved both of them, but the mother, when she would drive or whatever, she just, you know, she was there. Like, she didn't put up with nobody's crap, you know. She was one of those, where, like, there was one time where she took a curve too early just to shut kids up by hitting the stop sign, so I would have to hit every window on that one side. Like, and then she's
brutal.
Like, yeah, that's right,
I had
shut
a,
up.
I had a school bus driver in middle school, right? There was this chick on the bus, and I don't want to be mean, but she stunk a little bit. I'm not trying to be mean, but, like, you know how kids were back then, like, making fun of people and shit.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't make fun of her because when I say that, like, honestly, I didn't make fun of this chick because she was bigger than me and I felt like she could take me. But that was
it's
a joke.
Nice.
Anyway, she did get picked on a lot at school, but also you can tell she didn't have much money. Our bus driver literally,
yeah.
Okay, she tried to do a good deed, but she did it wrong. She literally went out and bought her some, like, deodorant and stuff like that, but gave it to her in front of everybody on the bus. So then you know how worse that made it.
Yeah. You know, adults don't see that situation sometimes when you're through the kids' eyes. Like you said, I don't think she probably intended it to be that way, but kids are mean,
like,
man.
You
they're
like
vultures. Don't give them any crumbs.
And a bunch of random stuff, you know what I mean, like clothes and stuff. But she gave it to her as she was getting off the bus in front of all the other kids, and it was like, could have waited, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Good intention, but poor delivery.
In fact, I remember one time I got in a fight on the bus because, well, I've gotten a couple of fights on the bus, but this time it was my friend's sister, right? And she, at the time, okay, this was back in like 04. So at the time, being a lesbian, it wasn't as like how it is now. Like, it was more hush-hush. That's just how it was.
Right.
Not trying to, but like, she went on the local news because she was at somewhere and they were like, the news was there. It was some kind of gay pride rally. And she was at it. And the news called her. Well, they were making fun of her on the bus. And I literally looked at the dude and I was like, bro, I was like, you're going to make fun of her for being gay. You're going to have to make fun of me. And he's like, well, you did it. I was like, yeah, I am today. And I just knocked the fuck out of him. I was younger back then, guys. I know. And a lot better and a lot huskier and shit, but yeah, like, it was just shit like that, like, I don't know, but that's part of our, like, that gets into our show tonight a little bit, too, though, is, like, now that I'm older, I look back at shit like that, and I'm like, what was I thinking? Like, I could use my words, not my bitch, you know what I mean? Like, now it's like, I wouldn't swing first,
see,
I would
think it's
use my words first.
I come a little differently. Like, when I look back on it, I'll be like, what was I thinking about not saying anything? Because I was bullied a lot. So it was like, why didn't I say something to them? Or why didn't I do that? You know, that's what I usually
see,
look back
that was
and see.
Me. Like, I was bullied, but I got to the point where I out-bullied the bullied, if that makes sense. Like, I was funny. Mm-hmm. I used my humor to, like, take care of that whole situation. Like, I was like, bro, I've heard this fat joke before. Give me a better one. You know, and I would come up with something better.
See, I didn't.
But,
I was very defensive of people I cared about, my friends and stuff. Like, I was very defensive of them, and nobody would say anything about them in front of me. But as far as myself, I wasn't. So, you know, I became somebody who didn't have a voice. And that is a big problem
right. With
teenagers and stuff now, because they don't know how to deal with that. And a lot of times they just shut down thinking it'll go away. And a lot of times it doesn't go away. You know,
right. But
you know, that's something I've learned and come from now, so I can actually look back and be happy, you know, but there is some things, like you said, you look back and be like, what was I thinking? Like, or let's see, I'll be out of high school 15 years as of May. It will be my graduation date, 15 years.
When did you graduate? 08?
09,
that makes 17 for me then, right?
Yeah, I think so. It'll be 17 in May, yeah.
Damn.
So, yeah. Like, it's just crazy. And it's looking back on things now, like, and looking how they are in school now. It's so much more laid back in school than it was when I was in school. Like, I remember I was talking to an old friend the other day, because everybody's gone back to school, so there's back to school pictures, and they were talking about their senior year and stuff like that, and like painting their car spaces and things like that, and they're not having to go to school with like the tucked-in shirts, or, you know, and I remember when we were in school, it was like almost like, well, it was fun, but, you know, you still had a lot of rules that you had to abide by. Like, we went through metal detectors 2 years that I was in.
Didn't have metal detectors. We had a lot of, I kind of wish our school probably would have had metal detectors, because I'm not going to lie, like, where I grew up at, making this seem cool or nothing, but, like, where I grew up at, there was a lot of gangs and shit. So I kind of wish my school had a metal detector, because, like, there was times, like, I knew shit was going down between other gangs, and, like, I didn't want to be there, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, see, like, we had those, and then we had where you couldn't have your phone. So if you caught your phones, you lost your phone.
Exactly.
You had to have your shirt tucked in. For your shirt to be in a tuck.
See, we didn't have that.
You know,
stuff. Want to say when I got up in high school, out here, my last few years out here, we had those see-through backpacks, but that's because of that Columbine shooting and all that just happened. And then when I went to middle school, I moved over the summer between fifth and sixth grade. And when I went to out there in Arizona and started sixth grade, see, it was totally different. You have to have the see-through backpacks. We had little school IDs, but we didn't have to like show them all the time or wear them or anything like that. And then when I got into high school, we still had little school IDs that we'd get every year. It would say like senior, junior, and all that shit. But like my junior year, we started having to wear them on a lanyard. But then I want to say after I graduated, they started making them wear the. I think they had to wear like polo shirts, like certain colors, and then it might have been like school uniforms after that.
Well, see, we did polos and button-ups and stuff like that. Had to have three buttons a polo.
That would have came along a couple years right after I graduated, so that does make sense. That like you guys that time period.
We had to have shorts were measured like you could only have them three fingers above the knee, and that was from the fifth grade on.
Yeah, they had that too. Same thing with spaghetti straps or something like that. It had to be three or four fingers
width. Mm-hmm. And like you couldn't wear sweatpants. You couldn't, there are certain things that you couldn't wear at certain times.
Oh, so you guys,
and
are,
now
you guys literally
it really doesn't
like
matter.
Straight like uniform, like khakis and.
We can wear jeans, and we can wear jean shorts and stuff like that. But we couldn't wear a lot of baggy things. And then it like changed a little bit as we were in school where we could wear like some like sweatpants or things like that. But mostly it was like for dress up days or it was weird.
See,
when I was in school, we
didn't have much of a dress code. Like we didn't really have a dress
code.
Like of course you couldn't wear like vulgar shit, stuff like that. I got away with wearing shirts like band shirts from back in the day, so like Highway to Hell, AC/DC, shit like that. So I think one time I got told you need to turn your shirt inside out if you want to keep wearing it today or go change shirts. And it was the funny thing about that shirt was I kept wearing it after the fact, and I made it in the school yearbook on one of the like pages of me with this shirt on, and it's a Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt, but it's a copy of a Jim Beam label. And it says Jim B. Beam real big across it, whiskey and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I made the yearbook in it.
But see, that's the difference is now, which I think is good in a certain aspect for certain things because they're more focused on doing their school, But on other things, like you see pictures and you're like, my mother or my dad would beat the crap out of me if I wore that. Like, even though I was raised in the 90s, I wouldn't wear some of the outfits that they wore,
Right.
But then again, you turn and you look at it, and some of them they literally look like they walked out of a 90s movie, like a 90s high school movie. Like, it's like, wow. But anyway, it's just different since now, And we were talking about, man, we're old because we feel that way. But are we really old? No. I mean, we're not even middle aged yet, We're right there at it. We're the oldest of the youngins. But
So. Out of the whole Roast in the World family, Shane has us all beat.
He does. He is the oldest.
He's like, what, 73, 74?
No, he's not.
He was born in 1962?
No, he wasn't. That's when my mother was born.
Shane's
born,
old, man.
Yeah, he is, but he's like the late 70s, early 80s, right? Because he was saying he was 1880? Last episode when he came in.
He was born in the 1880s? Okay, he does look good for his age then.
He was telling us that he was born in the 80s because he was the OG.
I think he said he was born like 82. I want to say 82.
Yeah, I think he said 82 because Transformers came out like 84, right?
He was talking about something in 84, 85. So I want to say anywhere from like 80 to 82.
Yeah. So he's only like 10 years older than me. So he's like 42, 43, something like that.
Well, that makes me seem like I – it makes me feel like I'm younger just by looking at his pictures.
he had some hard times, but he's back and he's doing good. So, but
all right, Shane's awesome. Speaking of Shane, let's go ahead and give him the plug of this episode. He has his own comic book coming out soon. That's right, guys.
Yes,
Shane has his own Space Adventure comic coming out. It's a space war comic. I don't know. I'm gonna have to have him come on and tell us more about it. Be on the lookout for that in like October-ish or so. He already has a second one planned for next year, so be on the lookout for that. And like I said, I'm a background character. If you can find me eating a taco, I will autograph it for you. Winky face.
Also,
and that's my plug of the week for Shane.
Oh, man. That's great.
Can we do another plug? I got this. Hold on. Man, this episode is really nerdy. Speaking of nerdy, this Thursday night, guys, we have another episode of Too Much Nerd Talk, hosted by me, Ryan, and Lacey. Why? Because we're a bunch of flipping, flapping nerds. What's the topic going to be? We don't know yet. Why? Because, we ever plan anything out ahead of time.
I thought it was conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah, we're doing conspiracy theories. We do know yet. Dakota just forgot it.
We always remind him, and we remind him every day until the day before, and then he's like, oh, crap, we're going to write. And then sometimes it depends on the topic.
And then I write it about 10 minutes before the show starts. And then I write everything about 10 minutes before the show starts, so it's fresh in my mind.
Yeah. Procrastination works out well for him. But anyway.
Marijuana, marijuana, hey, 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 get high.
For him, yes. But anyway.
Speaking of getting high, this Wednesday, guys, is the Stash. Listen by Danny Tokes.
I love how you do segueing in here.
Yes, it's the greatest show about weed on the air, which we might not do an episode this Wednesday because Danny's in the process of moving, so it might be next Wednesday before we're back on the air. I don't know what's going on. He said it would be about another week because he had his side business. Yeah, he had a bunch of that to take care of. Yeah. Stuff I can't mention on this show.
Yeah.
Don't we have an intern? I want a cup of coffee during the show. Can we call Yoder and tell him to get us some coffee?
Is he ever going
to
come on the show ever?
Do we ever invite him on the shows?
Yeah.
I mean, that could be our fault.
It's too much nerd talk, but he's the show.
If he's our intern, why do we have to invite him on the shows? Shouldn't he just realize to come on the shows? Like, he's the intern. He should be on every show.
Yeah. But you know.
Like, if I'm here, I'm on every show. I'm the producer here. I'm on every show. He's our intern. He should be there, too.
Okay, so we've really went down a rabbit hole. I do have to do these few fan questions real quick.
Go for it.
One of them was, what is considered these days middle age? And you said 70.
All joking aside, middle age, people are living a lot longer than they used to. I'm going to say 55.
50, I think it's 50 now when you hit middle age. 50, 55?
That age.
Yeah, because you're not even retiring at that age, you know. And, retirement starts a whole new part of your life here now.
You'll get this, half the people I work with is over that age. So,
yeah.
So,
looking at retirement age, you used to be able to retire at 60. You can't anymore. Now, the earliest that you can retire is 62, but you don't get your full benefits for working unless you wait until you're 65. So now people are waiting until they're 65.
So this is a nice way of saying by the time we're old enough to retire, we're not going to be able to retire.
It's going to be age group of 80. We're going to be working until we're 80, and Dakota's going to be over here one more second, I'll be right there.
No, I'm going to be telling jokes at that point on stage. I'll be on stage What's the deal with those little tennis balls on the walkers?
He'll be up there in his adult Japan's and being like, oh, I just laughed so hard, I see.
Anybody else's scooter battery not working this week? I don't know why my old guy voice sounds like my Randy Savage voice. Like my old guy voice and my Randy Savage voice sounds the same, and I don't know why. Like, anybody snap into a Slim Jim this week? Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
My scooter battery's dead.
You know,
okay, I can't
it kills me now because, like, people that we thought, you know, we really looked up to and stuff when we were younger, you know, kids are, you know, our age when we were looking up to them back then. They don't even know who they are anymore. Like, it's crazy. Like, somebody was talking about Randy Savage the other day, and you know how they've made the new Slim Jim for him, you know, and has his face on it and stuff. I sent you a picture of that a few times. There was a kid that's like 16 or 17 years old was in the gas station my brother worked at, and I was there, and they were like, who's this person, you know, and they're trying to figure out what it was, and it literally his name is there, and I didn't know who it was. I'm sitting here thinking,
I would have to drop kick the kid. Like, I'm sorry. I would have jumped the counter,
like,
and dropped the kid.
Yeah, it's like, wow, though, you know, it's just that time gap, you know, that where people don't, unless you're raised with, like Nathan, for example, he was raised up, even though he was young, you know, he was raised up riding around with being Ryan. So a lot of the stuff that we liked, he ended up liking, which is odd for him and his age group a lot.
Why do I feel like he's a Hanson fan because of you guys? Like, you guys riding around with him, I feel like you guys are just like,
Listen, Nathan actually likes George Michael, which is a big thing for me and Ryan. We like George Michael, too, and Wham! And all that. You know, funny, because, you know. But anyway, like, my brother, he freaks out, like, when songs are rewrote or something and we're in the grocery store. I like the new person has redone the song, you know, and he'll be upset because the new person's playing and not the original version that we were raised up with. Okay. So he has a hard time with that. And, you know, other kids, they don't even realize that there's music playing in the grocery store.
You know? Sure. Right.
I know when I was, like, in high school and stuff, they really played a lot in the grocery store, like, without the words. It was Tupac, you know. Of his songs and stuff. Yeah. And, like, you know, they've got it remade, and people will be singing it and stuff in the grocery. You know, it'll be playing in the background in the grocery store, and it's like, it's not Tupac. You know, it's just different. You know, showing my hair color and my age, you know. Got some gray hair.
Hey, I showed mine earlier. I literally remember when a McDouble and a McChicken cost a fucking 99 cents. I was a poor kid in high school.
Remember
I know this for a fact.
Remember the Taco Bell mascot with the chihuahua?
Yeah.
Taco Bell.
That stopped happening back in the 90s, right?
My stepdad, he's here. He was saying the real dog died. I know that. They just stopped showing pictures and things like that. They just, you know, they didn't move on. They just went to, like, the bell, you know. It's just crazy. And when
he was unreplaceable, I guess.
Why would a dog be a mascot? And it's like,
nowadays they would call it racist because he was a chihuahua.
Yeah, now they would have something about racism because it was a chihuahua. You're right. It probably would. It would be a fight or something. Even though I think they would find it funny, you know. But anyway, it's just a lot of things have changed. You know, the only thing I think that hasn't changed, like for fast food restaurants, is even Ronald McDonald. You don't hardly ever see him anymore. Like. He doesn't do a lot of
You remember, like, 10 years ago, well, maybe it was shorter than that, but, like, when all those clown sightings was happening.
Yeah.
I think that gave clowns a bad name, and I think they kind of was like, yo, Ronald,
yeah.
Take the makeup off for a few, bro. Ronald McDonald, your ass over there for a minute, all right? Take a McMinute. Calm it down.
The only one they really show, like, all the time for mascots, I guess, really, is, like, Wendy's.
I miss Dave
She's
Thomas.
Still the Wendy's girl. Huh?
I miss Dave Thomas.
Yeah. You explain to the other ones who Dave Thomas is.
He was the dude who came up with the square burger for Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think he owned started Wendy's, too, I think. Correct?
Yeah, his daughter's name was Wendy, right?
Don't get me lying, but I would assume so, because I think that's who the mascot's supposed to be. I could be wrong with all that. I don't know.
His daughter. Yeah. And then, like, Sonic never really did have a Sonic mascot. It was just...
Which is a missed opportunity, because in the 90s, the Hedgehog could have been... Because there was even the Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon where he was eating chili dogs. Total missed opportunity.
You know, just showing our age a little bit. Another one of our questions. Do we have enough for another one?
Yeah, we got about 9 more minutes.
Okay, this one will be short. They were asking. Sorry about that delay. They were asking when do you stop wearing clothes that you used to wear in high school? And, like, it actually got a few comments going down because people were like, I know, like, my closet still has my high school clothes, and, like, I haven't got rid of them, you know, leaving out of school so-and-so years, you know, things like that. So I actually looked at my own closet. I still wear a pair of my pants from high school. I've been out for 15 years. I may need to do a wardrobe upgrade.
You got me thinking now. Like, I'm looking over at my stuff. I'm like, do I have any clothes from back then?
I still have hoodies.
I do have a shirt, and it's not from when I was in high school. It was probably – it has to be from, like, 97, 98. And
even older.
It's going to show my age a little bit. It's a wrestling shirt. And it's legitly has, like, The Rock and, like, Stone Cold on it and shit like that. So it's, like, 97, 98-ish, maybe 99. So, yeah. I think that, and the bad thing about it, it's, like, full of holes and everything else, so I don't wear it and probably couldn't fit in it. But
Yeah, it reminds me of that Friends episode of Ross. He's like, it's my favorite shirt. And she's like, you can't even wear it. You haven't worn it since you were 15. And then you know, a purpose of arguing, like, he gets it out and puts it on. Do you remember that episode? And, like, his
right.
Shirt's down all over him. It's this Frankie.
Wait, what's up with Ross thing? You're the Friends person here. What's up with Ross and his clothing? There's the salmon shirt. There's the leather black pants that he couldn't get off that time. What you just said. Then the time he dressed as a potato.
Listen,
there's a time he got drunk,
so
married,
much.
And had writing all over his face. He's not really good when it comes to...
Like, I've learned so much from Friends from Ross on what not to wear and because of why I shouldn't. And one, if it's going to happen, it would happen to Ross in the show, and that's just the truth. If it was going to happen, it would happen to him, and that's me in life. So stay away from leather. One, because I'm very hot-natured, and I sweat on my own anyway, and I could not imagine being stuck in someone's bathroom not being able to get my pants back on.
Me, like, I couldn't do it. Like, I can eat a cow, but I'm not going to wear it. That's just weird.
And then, two, like, his weird fashion, like, it's funny because he was wearing things before time that he thought was cool. And people were like, that's not cool. But then later on, you know, guys started wearing more pinks. They started wearing more pastels and stuff because it came into style. You know, he was just before his time. And that's kind of me, too. Like, if I like something, I'll be like, I have to ask somebody before I wear it because they'll be like, do I look stupid? You know?
I'm
not very into
Like me, you know me, like I like clothes wise, shoes and hats are like my two big things. Like the rest of my clothes, I don't really care. 98% of the time, I'm going to be wearing some kind of jeans, and like a random either wrestling band or shirt that has something random on it, like Cheech and Chong or something. So.
He is almost always wearing skinny jeans. His belt is either like a superhero belt or something themed. And then his shoes are, you never know what shoes he's going to wear.
Speaking of the Macho Man, I do have a Randy Savage belt too.
Yeah, he does. He has one of those. And then his hat, you know, and it's funny because he has his work shoes that he'll wear. He has his out shoes that he'll wear. And then he has his shoes like he'll wear like every day. And the same with his hat.
Yeah. Okay.
But you'll
right
always
now,
see him in skinny jeans. It will never change.
All right, keep on this. You'll be proud of me here. I've cut down my shoes. I got a pair of Vans for work. I got a pair of black and orange DCs. And I got a pair of white and red DCs. And then I got a pair of black and red Converse. And then I got a pair of Hey Dudes that I dismantled. Yeah. So you should be proud of me. I used to have like a 20 other pairs.
Do you see that?
I used to have like a pair of Converse for each day of the week, like different color.
He really did. He did. He had an addiction there for a while. I have like two pairs of shoes. and one pair of boots that I wear in the wintertime. And Dakota's over here does it match my outfit?
Right. Well, you know, the sad thing is I've yet to wear the white and red ones because, like, it's so rainy and muddy here. I would fuck them up so quick.
Cry.
I just got them. Okay. I got time to explain the story behind this real quick. I got, like, 2 minutes. Okay. I literally just got them because it was fate, all right? I was getting some new shoes one day. And right before the night before, I was looking online, and I was going to get these white ones, right? But, like, the price wasn't justified. It was, like, $90. I was like, fuck that, because then it fucked up. So I was at the shoe store, and I found the same white ones, but they were on sale. Plus, the shoe store here, if you buy shoes a lot there, you get points, so you get, like, discounts.
Yeah.
And I had, like, a lot of points built up. I got it for, like, $10, right? And I'm like, yes. It's fake.
I've actually considered like going to get a new pair of shoes and being like, Dakota, can I use your points?
Like, go for it. All it does is add, it just keeps adding on the next one.
Like you wouldn't mind. But anyway, I guess the advice of the show is just to be you and be comfortable being you. Worry about what other people
right.
think.
And if you wear white shoes, keep them clean.
Well, Nathan's the same way. Nathan always has his white shoes. His favorite color is white. Next color is pink. But anyway.
See, I can wear a white shirt, but I don't know the people that can wear white pants. That trips me out. I cannot wear white pants. I would build something on them. I would sit down in something.
I don't wear much white at all because we all know if it could happen, it would happen to me. And white is just putting a target on myself.
I feel like that's a bad soda. That's a bad, like, Dr. Pepper drop away from having a weird stain on some white pants.
You know it would be me. That would be that I'd take a heel again with a picnic table or something. Like,
all we saw was white.
She's wearing white pants. Yeah. It's all because my last name's White. It's because that's just my bad luck. Anyway.
All right, guys. We got about a minute and 30 left of the show. This has been another great episode, as always, guys. My bad, I didn't have anything else written. I wrote the intro.
It's all good.
I did my part.
You did.
No, it's been a fun episode. Next week, Sarah might be back on. We're not sure.
Yeah. And if y'all do that, you're on our page.
Yeah, go check out her GoFundMe if you haven't already. It's Lacey can tell you how to get there.
Yeah, it's on each one of our pages for all of our shows. We shared it, which I'll share it again this week on our pages so you see it. She has heart failure, and they haven't given her much, a long to live much. They told her to get her affairs in order, you know, and to live life You know, it's about quality of life now, not quantity. So she's got four children, and 3 years still in school. And she would like to do something simple with them, but she can't. She can't afford to do that. Like, she would like to take them to the park, or to a park, or to a zoo, or something like that, but just doing some outings and stuff. And so that's what the fundraiser's for her to be able to do a few things on her bucket list with her kids. So
and
has shared on.
And if you can't donate,
page.
Guys, share it.
Share.
Because,
yeah.
You know,
right.
Sharing is caring also.
Get positive thoughts, whatever it may be, yeah.
Right. And spend all the time you can with your family, because you never know when your time's up.
That's truth.
You never know.
You
all right, guys, we're going to end this on a sad note today.
No.
Or should I just turn it around? Should I turn it all around and end on a positive note?
Yes. Live life like it's always your last moment.
Let's see. My daughter isn't sick anymore. She's feeling better, so that's a positive
that's
note.
Positive.
I'll end it with that.
Yes, that is very positive.
There you go. She was teething and not feeling good there for a little bit. Had a little bit of a low fever, but she's doing good now.
She's good
now. Going back to her little daycare that she goes to and whatnot. And she's good. So.
That's good.
All right, guys. With all that being said. Check out all of our other shows this week.
Remember
that's about all I got.
Pages.
Oh, yeah, our Facebook pages. You can always find me at my name and all that nonsense. check out all the other Roast in the World shows. Lacey has his all pages for all the shows out there, which thank you for that. It's awesome.
You're welcome.
It confuses me sometimes, though, because I click on the thing and it takes me to where I'm in the or I'm on the – I'm an admin in the page or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I didn't mean to do that, but okay. Because you know me, I'd get in there and be like, how am I writing myself? And I'd be like, who the hell is running this right now? I'm just saying the code is
Lord.
Stupid when it comes into technology.
I got you.
That's why we keep Lacey around. She's good with computers.
I'll be there. No credits to that music. That was not written by somebody. Anyway.
Yeah, don't kick us off the air for that, guys.
Yeah, please don't.
With that being said, remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting.
Couldn't have said it any better myself.
Bye, everybody.